two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
It is 76 degrees.
Speeds on I-15, good to go so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah fireworks.
Provo is designating certain city parks as safe places to light fireworks for those who feel the need to light up the sky this 4th of July.
They're in a much safer environment as far as the potential for the ignition of an unintended fire.
This comes after a juvenile was accused of starting a fire this week by lighting off fireworks illegally, and he could face some big fines. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the Provo Fire Marshal says he cannot ban fireworks in the city under the law. He'd rather that people light them safely and try not to find spots to hide. Lynn Schofield says they are letting people know they can go to up to 14 city parks this year to light those fireworks instead.
And they say to themselves, I got to do fireworks this year because it's a tradition. And I'm okay with that. As long as you do it smart. I'm okay with that.
Schofield says someone started a small brush fire in the hills after lighting fireworks Monday night. They did stay on scene. The fines and fees could be up to $4,500. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
You can add Cottonwood Heights to the list of cities adding fireworks restrictions. The ban applies to large areas of the city, and it will remain in place through to December 30th. The city says their professional fireworks show for Buttersfield Days in July will still go on, with firefighters helping to make sure the display is safe. This follows Salt Lake City's announcement yesterday that all personal fireworks are banned from being lit within city limits this summer.
A West Jordan home is destroyed and two other homes damaged after a fire. Battalion Chief Bridger Williams describes what the fire looked like when they arrived.
The flames alone from the fire were probably reaching 50 feet above the home where it originally stood.
No people were hurt, but one family pet was not able to be rescued.
The June heat wave.
Excessive crowds and heat are leading to high volumes of calls for help in some of Utah's national parks. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Heather?
Tim, more than 24 heat-related illnesses came in to the Zion National Park Ranger Station in the last 3 weeks. Six of them within a two-hour time span this weekend. Chief Ranger Daniel Fagergren tells KSL.com the combination of heat and exercise are recipes for heat injuries. He's advising visitors to avoid climbs, shorten the duration of your hikes, and carry more water than you think you'll need. Officials say if you're feeling faint, have a headache, are nauseous, or have a rapid pulse, these are just a few signs of heat stroke and heat exhaustion, and you need to seek immediate help. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Okay, so weather now with Grant Wayman. It looks like we're in for another hot, dry day along the Wasatch Front.
Does it seem like it's been a long time without any rain? Well, it certainly has been. It's been about a month now at this point with no measurable rainfall at Salt Lake International. The last time we had measurable rain, you got to go back to May 23rd. But it is not the longest stretch of dry days here in Salt Lake City. That was actually set some 70 years ago where we had a stretch of days in September that lasted 2 months or close to it.
But Grant says there is a chance of thunderstorms Thursday and Friday, but there probably won't be enough rainfall for people to turn their sprinklers off for a while.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Health officials say the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19 now makes up 20% of new COVID cases in the country, and the numbers are doubling every 2 weeks. Springfield, Missouri nurse Leanne Handel says her hospital beds are filling up with younger, unvaccinated patients.
What we're seeing now are the patients who are coming in who don't think that they're going to get sick from it, who aren't mentally prepared to make life and death decisions of do they want to be intubated? Do you want CPR if your heart should stop?
Officials warn people age 18 to 29 could be more vulnerable, mostly because only 38% of them are vaccinated.
Dozens of workers at Houston Methodist Hospital were fired or resigned last night because they missed a deadline to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
But I do love what I do. I love Houston Methodist, and it's unfortunate that they're willing to let us go over something like this instead of giving us more time.
Earlier this month, the hospital suspended 178 employees for not complying with its vaccination requirement for workers. A lawsuit filed by the employees against the hospital was dismissed by a federal judge.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.